Grace enlarges the minister's capabilities. The true minister of God will not shun hardship. From the source that never fails, he draws strength to overcome temptation and to perform the duties God places upon him. His soul goes out in longing desire to do acceptable service. The grace that is in Christ Jesus enables him to be a faithful witness of the things he has heard. He commits this knowledge to faithful men, who in their turn teach others. In this letter, Paul held up before the younger worker a high ideal: do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with stupid, senseless controversies; you know that they breed quarrels. Be an apt teacher, forbearing, correcting opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth. The apostle warned Timothy against false teachers who would seek entrance into the church. Understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. The Bible is the armory where we may equip for the struggle. The shield of faith must be in our hand, and with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, we are to cut our way through the obstructions and entanglements of sin.